So when we get in His Word and study His Word, we learn these things. And as I began to study and learn many years ago, after about 10 years of dedicated study in God's Word, I'm talking about sometimes 2 or 3 hours a day, maybe more, 5, 10, 15 hours every week for 10 years, as I studied, meditated on this book, I began to get great revelation from God. And then one day I finally got enough revelation from Him that when I learned the word sozo, I learned that word means saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. When I learned that, and I found out that word sozo was used 120 times in the Greek New Testament, that one word, I went to the Lord and I asked Him a question. I said, Lord, now He's spoken to me several times at this point, so I'd heard His audible voice. I went to Him and I said, Lord, I got to know if all this means what it says. I got to know why I have been sick so many times since I was 11. So, Lord, I said, from the time I was 11 till now, which was about 45 years old at that time, I said, Lord, I've been sick. I mean, I've had the flu. I've had pneumonia. I've been down in my back several times. I've had all kinds of problems in sickness and disease. And I said, Lord, if this is all true, it appears not only did You save me on the cross 2,000 years ago, but it appears if I read and understand this right, You healed me on the cross 2,000 years ago. So I said, Lord, if this is true, why have I been sick so many times? He said, son, I am a faith God. And without faith, it's impossible to please Me. Now, He's speaking this audibly to me, but anybody know where that Scripture's at? Hebrews 11:6. I mean, that Scripture clearly says the same thing. And He said, you have, since I am a faith God, and without faith it's impossible to please Me, and He said, you have never received Me as your healer by faith in My Word. Well, that night, 20-something years ago, I knelt on my knees right there, raised my hands, and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I see this now. I see that by faith I have to receive You. I said, I've done my best all my life to walk holy in obedience to Your Word. I said, Lord, I've tried. And I said, I know You know how hard I've tried to be holy and stay in Your Word and keep myself clean and pure from all the world. I said, Lord, You know I turned off the television. You know I turned off the magazines. You know I turned off the newspaper. You know I did all those things. And Lord, I've done everything I can to be faithful to my wife, which I have been. I've been totally faithful to You, totally faithful to my wife. I've tried everything, Lord, to do everything in accordance to Your Word. But still, I have been sick, and I don't understand why. Now, I understood. I had sinned because I'd not received Him as my healer by faith in His Word. So that's a sin. Somebody said, gee, that's not a very bad sin. Well, in God's sight, sin is sin. And He says, anything that you do, in fact, in Romans 14, He's talking about several things, but mostly eating. And He said, if you don't eat in faith, you're in sin. Now, isn't that something? So the last statement He makes in Romans 14, 23 says, anything you do that's not according to faith or according to My Word is sin. So I wonder how much we sin. Ooh, way too much. Is that true? Way too much. But see, my opinion is God understands. But my opinion don't count, does it? No, my opinion don't count. It's only what God says. He says, oh, there that is, Romans 14:23. Phil put it up there. And he that doubteth is damned if he eats, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Now then, if faith, somebody said, well, what is faith? You know, I can give you this definition from what I've observed. Faith is God's Word. Faith is knowing God's Word and acting on God's Word. That's what faith really is. And so, when I received Jesus that night, 20-something years ago, as my healer, what does He say? That whatever you believe in your heart, in Romans 10, He's talking about how to get saved, in Romans 10, 8, 9, 10, that you confess with your mouth Jesus is the Lord, believe in your heart the Father raised Him from the dead, and you will be saved. Is that what He says, brother? And then if that word right there says you'll be saved in the last verse, or last word of verse 9, that happens to be the word sozo. And so that means healed. So if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, Jesus is my healer, after you've repented of every sin. In other words, when you got saved, how many of you went out and told somebody, I'm saved? Well, see, he said, with the mouth, confession is made. So, you know, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the first thing you should do is walk up to somebody and say, guess what happened to me last night? I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I got saved. I'm born again. Oh, somebody said, you old dummy, you. You didn't get nothing. You know, an old wicked guy like you, they ain't, you know, not even God could save you. You know, somebody will tell you that. You know that? The devil will do everything he can to steal your salvation from you. He'll tell you. Oh, I mean, you got saved. I mean, you might have been the wickedest guy in town. And you got, and you might have had a foul mouth and everything else. And you went to church and got saved. Oh, you're all happy. And the next morning you're going along, you stub your toe and fall down and you say, oh, that blankety blank. Look. And the devil whispers in your ear, you didn't get nothing. Listen to them nasty words coming out of your mouth. I mean, your body didn't get saved last night, did it?
No.
Your spirit and soul got saved. Now you got to work on the rest of it.
Right.
You got to read the Word. And you got to learn how to overcome those things. In fact, I've had several people ask me, did you ever get into that? Well, unfortunately, working in a shop with guys, I did begin to, I wasn't raised up with this at home, but when I went out in the world, started working, and the other guys using all these foul words and things, guess what kind of started coming to me? That stuff jumping off on me. And so, you know, I used a few foul words. Every time I'd use a foul word, something in me would say, you know, that doesn't glorify me. You know, I mean, that was God working on me, wasn't it? I mean, He's working on me. And so one year after I'd done this for 2 or 3 years, whatever, I don't know, I knew this was wrong. And so I said, Lord, I made a New Year's resolution one year. I said, Lord, I'm going to make a New Year's resolution this year. I'm going to guarantee you, Lord, this year I'm not going to use another foul word. And lo and behold, I might go a month and I'd do something or something as a mechanic, a wrench would slip and I'd hit the side of the car with my hand, tear the skin off and, you know, a foul word come out of my mouth. And the Lord would remind me, you said you wasn't going to do that no more. After another year. And I didn't make it. I messed up several times. Now, I know none of y'all ever made a mistake like this but me. But anyway, I didn't make it. So the next year I said, okay, Lord, I found out one thing this year. Me can't do this. I ain't big enough. So I said, Lord, I'm going to ask you to take away all the foul words. I'm going to ask you to take a wire brush. Now, I'd been a mechanic, and I'd cleaned a lot of old dirty car parts, and I know when I put them over in that vat, I got to have a wire brush to get the crud off of them things, because they don't just wash off easy. That stuff cooked on there. I said, Lord, will you take that wire brush, like you did David, and create in me a clean heart? Now, guess what can happen when you ask God to create in you a clean heart? He can do it. That's right, brother. He can do it. So, the foul words went away. I mean, it's just, in fact, I remember one day I was out here at the airport helping some guys, electricians, do some work. I wanted to get something done in a hurry that night, and so I was a manager, but I thought, I'll help them. So I went up there, and I'm trying to hook up an electrical disconnect there, and man, I'm turning that screwdriver, and right by the door of that electrical disconnect, and that screwdriver slipped off that screw, and my hand went through, and my thumb hit that disconnect switch right there, and it just, from the thumbnail back plumb, just laid it open. I mean, just gush, blood just began to gush. One of the other guys, I reached over, I said, oh, that hurts. And the guy says, I just kind of gritted my teeth, said, well, just go ahead and say it. I said, praise the Lord. He said, where'd that come from? I said, that's what's in my heart. Now, a few years ago, it wouldn't have been praise the Lord. It would have brought glory to the devil. Y'all know where I'm coming from, right? Now, if God wasn't very merciful to me, I would have been dead a long time ago. You know that? Some of y'all, I saw A.A. shook his head just like me. He knows how mean he's been in all his life. Ain't nobody but him and God knows how mean we've been. All of us have fell short many times in some way or the other. But it doesn't make it what you do, it's sin. And if God wasn't merciful, you wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be here today. The only reason I'm here today in the condition I'm in, because I have done my best to serve Him and walk with Him. And 20-something years ago, when I accepted Jesus as my healer by faith and started telling people, hey, I received Jesus as my healer last night. I really got it in my heart. Just like my salvation. You can't steal my salvation from me. I know I'm saved. In fact, I talked to a little girl this last week, and I was talking to her about Jesus. And she said, you know, nobody knows whether you're really going to heaven or not till you die. Now, how are you going to answer that? Oh, honey. He, 1 John, he said, I write this to you so that you may know that you have eternal life now. Is that what he said, brother? When you die, is there any doubt in your heart where you're going? You know where you're going, don't you? You know where you're going, young lady? You know you got Jesus in there, right? You know you got Him in there too. See, we can know, can't we? See, now how do we know these things? We know it by reading the Word of God. He sent us a love letter to tell us what belongs to us. And most of us have been too busy doing something else. Most of us have been too busy making money, building for the future. How many men have I known in my life that have been, went to school, got a good education, took no time for God, and then worked 30 years trying to build $1 million? And maybe some of them got there. And then they spend it all trying to stay well in the next 20 years. Have I seen that lots of times? Yes. Well, it would be better to have done it God's way and stay well all of your life. Like this gentleman here. He said today was his 90th birthday. Praise the Lord. This man, what do you contribute your long life to? Jesus. I knew that was going to be his answer. This man's his 90th birthday today, and he contributes his long life and his good health to the King. Amen. No question about that. He knows where he's going. When his life is over on this earth, he knows he has eternal life. You know you're going to step right into the kingdom. And you know you're going to serve him and produce fruit for him in this time, right? Absolutely. And that's how you live to be 90 years old and still be healthy. Now, I ran into I didn't personally run into him, but a person sent me some information on this man the other day. He's been an evangelist over 80-something years. An evangelist. He is 105 years old, still lives by himself and still drives his car.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.